everyone, welcome to this podcast today about Denmark. Just to tell you guys a little bit about Denmark. Denmark is a peninsula on the northern part of Europe, and their capital of Denmark is Copenhagen, which we will be flying to from the U.S. International Airport. So I'll tell you guys about Copenhagen in just a second. So, as I said before, Copenhagen is the capital of Denmark and is also known for its canals and happy local people. The first stop or tourist attraction at Copenhagen is Copenhagen's Little Mermaid, which is like a statue. It's pretty cool to take pictures and stuff. Then the next tourist attraction is Nyhavn Canal and Harbor. I don't know if I pronounced that right, but I did that as the best of my ability. And yeah, you can basically stay there for a long time, and it's really good view. Got some boats and stuff. So next, I'll be telling you guys about the next city, which I'll tell you guys in a second. The second city you'll be going to is Aarhus. Aarhus is known for its musical culture and has a lot of amazing tourist attractions like the Den Gamleby. And the Den Gamleby is the first stop or the tourist attraction, which is like a little area it's like a little bit of a narrow road with some houses. And the second stop is the Marcellusburg Palace, which is a very nice palace, I guess. And yeah, I'll see you guys in a second for the third city. So the third city or stop, I guess, is Odense. Odense is known for its amazing houses and palaces. And Odense is also named after the Norse god of war, wisdom, and poetry. The first stop at Odense is the Odense Zoo, which consists of some animals or just living species that live in Denmark. The second stop or tourist attraction is the H.C. Andersen's house, which has a lot of history and is a very popular tourist attraction in Odense. I'll see you guys in a second for the outro. After your day in Odense, you'll go back to Copenhagen and fly back to the U.S., or more specifically, the U.S. International Airport, and your trip will be over. In conclusion, Denmark is a special country in different ways with its history and how they don't have very many natural resources, but are still known to be a pretty wealthy country. Denmark, in my opinion, should be noticed more because not very many people know too much about Denmark as a country, and yeah, even some people don't even know it's a real country, honestly, or like anything about it. So, thank you guys for tuning into this podcast. I'll see you guys later. Bye.